And we are joined now by a couple of really cool people from the Rice County Area United Way. Executive Director Elizabeth Child, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hang on. It would help if I would turn on everyone else's microphone.
We like to be heard too, Rich.
Yeah, I know. I'm just selfish that way. And Beth Berry. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about a couple of things. You've got the Dolly Parton. Okay, I got to get that. I actually have to get this right here. The Dolly Parton.
Book bash.
I'm thinking Imaginarium Library thing, but which is going to be at the Northfield Ballroom on January 24th. But before we get there, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to talk about what this book bash is all about and also what led up to it and what the purpose is behind it. And Beth and Elizabeth, you're going to kind of each cover a part of that. So Elizabeth, why don't you start off by telling us about the event and what you are contributing to it?
Yeah. So United Way is the affiliate of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Been sending thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of books home to kids for about 20 years in this area. Beth will talk a lot about why that's important. But the book bash, Dolly's book bash that's happening on the 24th, is to raise money for that so that we can make it free for all families. So a family doesn't pay for the books. United Way has been fronting that. A couple years ago, we realized that, you know what? We need help with that. So we're asking the community to come out, put on their cowboy boots, and come out and have some fun and raise some money.
Yeah.
We're hoping to raise about $50,000 or more.
Wow.
That's how much it takes to pay for the program for 1 year.
Okay.
So we've got about 1,700 preschoolers getting books once a month. Mm-hmm. Through Imagination Library. And that's what we're trying to fund. And Beth will tell you why that's so important.
Yeah, that's excellent. So before we jump over to Beth, yeah. I'm just really curious with the event, when folks are showing up, what would they expect at this book bash?
Well, we really want to make it, you know, casual, fun. It's kind of a Western wear event. We have a band called Eclipse. Mm-hmm. We have a Dolly singer. You know, it's kind of a tribute to Dolly.
Okay.
So if you love Dolly, you need to be there.
And I bet people would be surprised, especially with the singer and the band, how many songs they probably know by Dolly, but they didn't make that connection right away.
Oh. Yeah, me too. I mean, I know the early ones like Jolene, but I don't know all of them, that's for sure. And they're really dedicated to, you know, being a tribute band for her. They'll do some other things as well, but...
Very cool. Yep. And are there going to be any types of like food, refreshments, anything like that?
Yeah, we're going to have food. We're going to have games. So we have a Dolly-themed game and we have a book-themed game.
All right.
So just for fun.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we have, it's an adult event, so don't bring your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the games is bra pong.
Okay, I was not sure I should mention that.
If that tells you, it's not for kids.
Yeah, I love it. It's the event is for children, but don't bring the children.
There you go.
Good to know. Good to know.
And then we have a silent auction.
And the auction. Okay. We'll have a silent and live auction. And I think, you know, we've got some great stuff. Like we've got tickets to the Timberwolves. We've got some of, you know, lessons, pickleball and horseback riding. And we've got a great party for 10. That's a St. Patty's party at the United Way bookstore in Faribault. Okay. So we have some really fun auction items.
Yeah.
But then we're also trying to keep it really accessible. There's things that just about anybody could afford too. So I think that'll be a fun aspect of it.
All right.
And well, Rich here will be our MC for that.
Oh, yes.
I am? No. I'm really looking forward to this, too. First of all, it's an honor to be asked to MC something like this. But this is a program that I believe very strongly in. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a fan of Dolly Parton. So this is going to be really fun.
Very and last cool. year it sold out, so I am here to kind of tell people, get your tickets.
Yeah.
Go to our website.
And if folks for some reason can't make it, but they would still like to donate, can they donate through your website as
yeah.
well?
Okay. So if they go to the website, which is ricecountyunitedway.org, you'll see a big picture of Dolly Parton's party last year.
Okay.
And you just click on it where it says Dolly's Book Bash. You'll be able to get to a place to donate. You can sponsor a child, which is one way that you can help us out. $30 sponsors a child for a year of books. Okay. And there are other ways you can participate. You can participate in our auction without coming.
Yeah, there you go. And I mean, $30, that's nothing. You know, that's maybe someone's cup of coffee for a week, you know, or whatever. Yeah. So very cool.
But that's 12 books.
Yeah, and that's a lot. That's a lot of
mailed
books. Mailed.
Wow. To a child.
That's really such cool. a great impact for such a low cost. I mean,
well, and the impact is marked.
Yeah.
I mean, it is amazing.
And what a great transition to talk to Beth here now about some of the numbers and data behind all this.
Well, we ran the data for participants in the program, and the third grade reading scores were dramatically different, especially amongst the low income.
Mm.
So in Northfield, the low income, the economically challenged, 38%. But if they participated in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, it was 60%.
Wow. That's reading at third grade level when they're
reading
supposed to.
Reading at third grade. And one of the important things about third grade is that that is when it goes from learning to read to reading to learn.
Yep. More
and
of
if you're not at level there, you get left behind.
Yeah.
And so that leads to many other things. So when we look at some of the statistics, 75 to 79% of inmates are functionally illiterate.
Mm.
Interesting.
So we're talking about $30 a year for books and $45,000 a year have someone incarcerated.
That's a number right there.
I'm just sort of digesting that number again. Did you say 79%?
75 by one source, 79 okay. by another.
Wow.
Of people who are incarcerated in our prisons are functionally illiterate. Mm-hmm. Holy moly.
85% of juvenile delinquents.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So learning to read is pretty important.
So what happens, you know,
to say the least,
as a former elementary counselor, you can see that kids who are falling behind recognize.
Yeah.
And then that takes a toll on their self-esteem. They don't like school. They begin to misbehave. School becomes a negative place. And so it's highly correlated with school dropout.
Mm. There you go.
So it has been said that the Federal Reserve had a report a number of years ago that reported that we should be looking at third grade reading scores in terms of building prisons.
Wow.
So you've heard of the school
wow.
to prison pipeline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a piece of it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow. So, you know, and in the U.S., we think of ourselves as being very well educated.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
We are 24th out of 35 developed countries in terms of literacy.
Yeah.
So 21% of our population is illiterate, and 54% are reading below the sixth grade level.
Those are astonishing.
So it's like the wake-up call.
Yeah.
And so as an elementary counselor and psychologist, my focus has been on trying to prevent and trying to early identification. And that's, I started the TORCH program. But that's like a finger in the dike. If we're really going to change things, we need to start much earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That is some impressive information. I mean, sad, but also it just really drives your mission home that much more. And why events like this book bash are so, so important. So thank you for sharing all that information. And while we're on the subject, you'd mentioned the TORCH program as well.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just tell us a little bit more about that, too?
Well, the TORCH program will be 20 years old this year.
Wow. Okay.
And at the time that we started, we had a 35% graduation rate of our Latino population.
Mm-hmm.
We now have a 98%
wow.
of those who are enrolled.
That's
and
awesome.
So the whole idea was by giving Latino students initially,
mm-hmm.
and then it was expanded to all low-income, minority, and first-generation students,
okay.
extra support,
mm-hmm.
That they can reach a goal.
Sure.
And our goal was for them to graduate, but it's gone much beyond that and kind of also led to the creation of the Northfield Community College Collaborative.
Oh,
okay.
We were doing some PSEO, post-secondary mm-hmm. educational options, to give kids college credits. So when they went to college, they didn't have to take remedials for which they would pay and
right.
yet get no credit.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that was expanded to be the Northfield Community College Collaborative.
Wow. That's, look at that. That ripple effect.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I love that.
But can we start
yeah.
with kindergarten readiness?
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when I was a counselor at Longfellow, when it was the kindergarten building,
mm-hmm.
we had kids coming in at kindergarten level who knew how to read, but we also had children who didn't know that you read from left to right,
mm.
wow.
didn't know how to,
yeah.
had not been exposed to a book.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another statistic through Child Mind that is 20 books or more in a home leads to 3 years more of education.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're looking at 5 years of 12 books. That's 60 books.
Yeah. Ryan, you are a mm-hmm. former educator. You mm-hmm. taught elementary school.
Yes.
I'm sitting here just absolutely astonished by these illiteracy numbers. Do they surprise you?
Unfortunately, no. The United States actually, it has a very high opinion of itself, but the numbers tell a very different story. We as a developed nation are academically across the board far lower than most people think in comparison to other developed nations. It's and literacy is such a key to it because when you think about literacy, people think of it in isolation where it's just reading. But reading is involved in virtually every other academic subject to some degree or another. If you're learning about science, oftentimes you are absorbing information through textbooks and worksheets and things like that. If you're learning about math, if you're learning about music, anything that you're learning about, you have to be able to have a certain level of functional literacy to be able to not only read the information and decode it, but also to absorb it and to be able to understand. Reading is the foundation for a good education.
Yeah. I'm not completely sure that we've gone through the fundamentals of the program itself. How does this work? I mean, people donate X amount of, what, 12 bucks is 30 bucks? Is that what we said?
$30
30
is
bucks,
12
bucks.
Bucks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What does that mean? How does the program work? What are the basics of the program?
Maybe I should answer that as yeah. United Way.
Yeah.
So basically what happens is you can sign up online at Imagination Library, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. If you've got a kid between birth and age really 4, because you graduated age 5. So a lot of those enrollees come through the hospital, Northfield Hospital, or Rice County Social Services. Various different nonprofits help us find the kids. And so the parents or caregivers enroll. Once they enroll, they're just sent a book once a month. They're in their kid's name. Comes to them. So it's that easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then United Way has been funding that for 20 some years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So now we've developed the Friends of Dolly Parton's Imagination Library with mm-hmm. United Way as the fiscal agent.
Okay.
And two things. One is that Dr. Hillman includes information in his letter to families of newborns. But the other thing you need to know is that if you lived in Dakota County or many other counties and you go in to sign up, you can't. There's not availability. So our goal has been to try and ensure that every child who wants to enroll can enroll.
With one, can I just put one caveat in? Because if you happen to be one of those Northfielders that lives in Dakota County, you can still get our program.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
And I was thinking about the $30 and the 12 books per book, $2.50. Mm-hmm. That's nothing. Mm-hmm. That is peanuts for most people. You know, I mean, you're paying more than that for just a gallon of gas or whatever. I mean,
or for the postage.
Right, for the postage. Yeah, I mean, that is such a bargain. I mean, and to be able to have such an incredible impact on a child's life for so little money, I'm blown away.
Yeah, let me mention one other thing, and that is that all of these books are age appropriate and curated by educators. And when I go to events, and I'll often go to events and have Dolly Parton books out and give them away, I get parents coming up to me and telling me, these are my kids' favorite books. So, yeah, there's a lot of books out there, but they really gravitate. They've done a great job at Imagination Library of choosing books that kids really love.
Yeah, they're very intentional about the books they're choosing.
And they're age appropriate, so they're, you know, and they also are bilingual books. And another thing that's super cool is we did a survey and we asked people to tell us about their experience with Imagination Library. And one person told us that one of her daughters is blind. And she gets Braille books through Imagination Library.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
That is so cool. I'm sold. I'm buying. I mean, I was already sold before, but now I'm like, yep, I'm getting a ticket. That's what I'm doing as soon as I'm done here. This is amazing. This is so cool.
That's good. At least I'll have one ringer in the crowd
then. Oh.
Go, Rich. Can I share my long-term hope?
Please.
Yes, please.
That is that our legislature will look at this for all children throughout the state at a cost of $30.
Yeah.
30 bucks a kid. Man.
It's an investment.
Right. It really is.
And it's they're prevention. Doing it in Washington State. And California, the legislature has passed that so that all kids can get Imagination Library books.
That's incredible.
Man.
Because, I mean, we've already done the free lunch thing. Let's keep rolling right. with it. You know,
I'm just sitting here thinking about this. For $150, you can affect the lives of five children.
Mm-hmm.
Five lives. That's... Like you're saying, man, that's nothing.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Oh, man. I've been honored to be asked to MC this, and I've known about the program, but now I can't wait. Let's do this. It's
absolutely.
Gonna be fun.
Yeah. And again, even if you can't be there, go to the website. Submit your donations, participate in the auction, still do what you can, because this is just too good not to.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we let you go, we would be remiss if we didn't have a few words with Ms. Child here, because you are about to ride off into the sunset from the United Way, aren't you?
Well, I am. I'm retiring. I know I feel like I'm 29,
but
absolutely. It's time. It's time. And I feel really, really good about, you know, the last 3+ years that I've been at United Way. And I actually, before that, I was with Northfield United Way for a couple years. So it's been over 5 years. And I feel really, really good about what we've accomplished.
Yeah, you should. You should. You've been fantastic for the organization. I remember when you jumped on board and you had an immediate impact. And congratulations, Beth.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Or Elizabeth.
I'll still be around. I'm here. I may still be, you know, who knows. So you'll be probably talking to our new executive director one of these days soon. Laura Reilly Merrill will be starting. And, you know, if she wants my help, I'm here, but I just don't need to be on the clock anymore.
Awesome. There you go.
Okay.
Well, thank you both for being here today. This has been a great interview, and we're very excited for this event.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.